I couldn't get it? Was this a dream?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we went back in the car. We went back in the car. Had another kite. We said, boy, maybe we went the wrong place. And I went, Then Mommy said, there's where they do everything and the pilot's family. Yeah.
And the pilot's family?
Pirates.
In the pirate's family.
Yeah.
And this was a dream about a kite. Right?
And pirates.
And pirates.
And people. Uh-huh. And you see? We had an E.T. kite.
Yeah.
That's the one that floated up in the sky. We had another E.T. kite. A Hulk kite, a Spider-Man kite, and a Wonder Woman kite. So we said, so Daddy picked me up, and I said, oh no, not up there again, because he was gonna take me back. He was gonna take me back to he's gonna take me back to, you know.
No.
To French. Back to French. French. And Nathan. And I go, oh no, not again. Not again, back to French. Then he said, then Daddy went like this. I'm a Steven. And then it went, whoosh. Then when we jumped home from kite, there was a lot of kites in our house. Kites upstairs all over our house.
Yeah?
Yeah. But we still could do anything around this house.
And we could still walk around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we still could pick the telephone up. Mm-hmm. And we still could play.
Well, where's French? Where's French?
French in my dream was up.
Up there?
Yeah.
In the sky?
Yeah. So that's why we fly in a spaceship up there in my dream. And we visit our new home.
Mm-hmm.
We got to our new home.
Do we know anyone in French?
No.
Who do we know in French? You don't know anybody in French up there?
No.
Not Mary Helen, huh?
No. Just in my dream, and French was up there.
Yeah.
But not for real.
Not for real.
But yeah.
What?
Santa Claus lives at the North Pole.
Really?
Yeah. Where's the North Pole? Up there or down there?
South Pole is at the bottom of the world, and the North Pole is at the pole is at the top.
The pole is at the top.
North Pole. North is at the top of the world, and south is at the bottom
of the world.
Of the world, as you face the sun.
And we're at the bottom of the world.
No, we're sort of in the middle.
of the world?
Yeah, just above the middle.
And we have to go deep down.
Here's the bottom, here's the top. World goes like a ball, and we're about here.
Oh, so Santa Claus is all the way.
He's up here. He's up here. North Pole. Penguins live at the South Pole. You know the penguins? Little penguins that waddle. Like that?
That? Oh, you know where Hulk was?
Where?
I learned where he lives.
Where does he live?
Somewhere.
Somewhere?
There.
A lot of pointing going on.
Or there.
Under the table?
No.
Under the floorboards?
No, all the way down.
All the way down? In the ground? Underneath the house?
All the way down.
All the way down?
All the way down to the
world. To the cold?
To the world.
To the world. Oh, all the way down to the world.
Yeah.
Underneath the world, you mean? In the South Pole?
Underneath the world.
He does? Gee. Bobby. This is a combination kite and geography dream. Anyway.
That's where it... Oh, you know what?
What?
You know where Spider-Man lives?
Huh. Where does he live?
All the way up.
November 7th, anyway. In the morning.
December 7th, Mark has developed a new interest in watching clouds. He said, a dark cloud moving. He looks up at the sky and sees a dark cloud moving.
Boy, is that a big dark cloud.
Yeah, it is, Mark. It sure is. What was that thing this morning when you came down and you wanted to tell Mommy? You said, Mommy, that thing is burning. You know the thing that goes...
What do you mean?
That bakes, the thing that bakes it. What was it? Oh. You mean the vent?
No, the light.
Oh, the light was
the
on?
The noises he made with his mouth were the noises that the fan usually makes. But
oh,
it was just the vent light.
Boy, he's scared.
So he got the... Yes, we had images of the entire house boiling up.
Yeah. It was the light
crackling and
on the hood for the stove.
Another bright cloud is coming.
Uh-huh. Is it pretty? Which one? Are any of these clouds pretty, Mark?
Yeah.
All pretty?
Yeah.
Some pretty?
Yeah.
None pretty?
None pretty?
No, all pretty.
Oh.
All pretty.
But some of them are yucky.
Which ones are the yucky ones?
The quacky ones.
Okay. How about the snow? Does it get, what does the snow do when it melts? Use words and tell me about what the snow does.
Cracks like the meal on it.
Cracks what?
The snow cracks
when
you kneel on it.
When you kneel on it, uh-huh. I never heard they use the word kneel. I guess
only when it melts. Only when it melts.
God.
Only when some of it melts.
Oh, right.
Only when some of it...
We think he's learned that from church.
Only when some of it melts, it does crack like a meal rock when some of it melts.
What happens when some of it melts?
When
it goes crack?
When you kneel on it, it goes quack.
I see.
What do you do when you kneel at school? Why do you kneel at school?
I don't kneel at school.
Do they have you kneeling at school?
No.
Where do you kneel?
In front of somebody. No.
For a prince?
No. I kneel next to somebody.
You kneel next to somebody?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if there's any person behind me, I won't kneel. That's why the teacher was reading a book. What book was she reading?
Which means that's because.
No, she needs it. So why?
Why did you read it?
She needs that meal. You can kneel if no one's behind you.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So, and you kneel so you can see the book she's reading. So you can see the pictures. That's why. So evidently they do it at reading group at school. That's where they learned about kneeling.
Not somewhere else.
Right. I wonder if Ross knows about kneeling.
Might.
Yeah.
Daddy.
Yes?
I got the sun.
What happens with the sun?
I almost got the sun.
You mean it almost came back? The sun almost came back out of the cloud? Or?
I almost have the sun.
Oh, you mean they almost have it trapped?
No. Yeah. They almost have it trapped.
I can't see the sun anymore. The clouds have gotten trapped.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's exciting, isn't it? Do you think they'll ever get the sun back to us?
We'll win.
What if they take the sun away, Mark?
We'll never have it again.
What if somebody came to our house and took my sun away?
Not the same kind of sun.
What? You're not a sun?
Not the same kind of a sun.
Can I have a little bit?
You'll get sick.
Don't
open up that cup.
Don't?
Well, I'm gonna make...
Marky was worried about his pants opening up, and he said, if the pants open up, I'll put my shirt over it. Clever idea, huh? I'll put my pants, my shirt down over it like a dress. And this has to do with the front of his pajamas that might open up, and he doesn't want anyone to see his the inside. I said, what do you want? And he said, graham crackers and cookie bees. And I said, okay, I'm going to put bees on it. He said, you're going to put bees in it? And I said, yeah. And he said, no, you're not. That's just a, no, you're just kidding. And I said, no, I'm not. And he said, you're just kidding. That's just a joke. And he said, aren't I clever? Because it won't show. If the pants fall down, my bottom won't show.
My bottom?
Actually, you didn't say, aren't I clever? You say, am I clever? A-M-N-T. Marty, you better drink. Marty, I'm going to use graham crackers. You better eat them.
Thanks.
Are you both done with both of them?
No.
Just come in, Ross. Marky, he said, frosting is sugar. Marky said, how could frosting be sugar? And he started playing around. I said, what did we eat today? Dinner? Is this our dinner? Sure, this is our dinner, for real. Would you eat it if we gave it to you? Would you eat these? Would you eat these sweet rolls if we gave them to you? So Marky was going to have Indian guides tonight. He said, yay, remember when I was Sleepy Wolf? He had assigned his name Sleepy Wolf to himself. And I said, are you still Sleepy Wolf? And he said, yeah, every day I want to be Sleepy Wolf.
Yeah, went,
every day I sleep. Okay, you want to be Sleepy Wolf right now?
Yeah.
Okay, go take a nap, Sleepy Wolf. Are you going to growl? You want to cover up your feet, Sleepy Wolf? Let's cover up your feet so you can be warm.
No.
Put them back up.
My feet won't make the storm when I'm walking tomorrow.
Okay. So they won't what?
Make Well, I'm walking tomorrow.
Oh, I see. Okay. You're cute, little Ewok.
I know. Okay. I'm walking backwards.
Don't bump the plant.
Walking backwards!
Now, would you like to read do you want Dad to read a story to you?
Yeah.
What would you like?
I know which one. I'll pick one out that you can read.
You'll pick one out that I can read to you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm the one you want. You need help?
I'm the one I want.
Can you do it by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good. Find the one you want. What's the name of it? What's the name of them? All of them? No, just one of them. You pick the one you want. You have to look at their names. This one's called Little Red Caboose.
No.
No? This one's called Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. Which one do you want? This one's called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Mark, instead. I said, do you like Great Space Coaster is my favorite, and correct, it is not my favorite. And I said, is Sesame Street your favorite? And he said, nah. And I said, yeah, Sesame Street is my favorite. In other words, he means that he likes it, not that it's his favorite, because I know it's not his favorite. And then he said, and Great Space Coaster is my favorite. And I said, I thought you said it's not your favorite. And he said, and means no, which is, of course, and does not mean no, and he doesn't even use and as no. This is sort of an Irishism in Mark, this sort of lathering away about something meaning no. Marky, why does and mean no? How you mean? Give me an example. Tell me, how does and mean no? You mean and Great Space Coaster is my favorite?
No, and means no.
Show.
I hate it.
And means no, I hate it. Okay.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of blarney, I guess you'd call it. Mark came down, I told him to go get his shoes and came down and said, Daddy, they're the best shoes I ever had, the kangaroo ones. And I said, did you find them? And he said, no, they're not in my shoe drawer. And I said, oh, I'll find them. And he said, they're the best ones I ever had, I hope you do. But I don't hope you don't.
I found them.
I found his shoes. He said, we really got our shoes lost, didn't we? Or we really got our shoes lost, huh? And I said, yeah, we really did. And he said, but now we found them, right? And I said, yeah. He got into the car and he put on his seatbelt. He said, the frog is in here again. What he means is the little noise. Hey, Mark, you better put your seatbelt together. Come on, put it together before we get on the parkway. You got it done?
There.
Okay, no more frog.
Frog.
Mark.
I didn't button the button.
Hurry up,
honey. Button it before we get going.
Yeah.
Mark said, Daddy, I cleaned all my animals up. And Ross said, and he also cleaned his act up. And Mark said, Daddy, I cleaned all my animals up, and I also cleaned my act up. Mark and Ross are playing with their toys. They're saying the strongest man does this, the strongest man does that. Ross said, and then the strongest man crashes. And Mark said, and then the strongest man smackeses, which is smack. Smackeses.
E-S-E-S.
E-S-E-S.
Or
I-Z-I-Z.
Pour some syrup for Ross, and he said, I don't have a stream of it. I often say he has a lake of syrup on his plate.
I have a lake of
and so
syrup.
So he was saying he didn't have,
a stream.
Marky said, is today Christmas? And I said, no, silly baby, there's a lot more days left for Christmas. And he said, so Christmas comes very late. And I said, yeah, a lot more days. Again, tell us about how you make this thing, okay?
Well, first you draw two circles,
mm-hmm.
and you cut them out, and then you draw pictures on them, and then you color them in, mm-hmm. and when you're done with all that stuff, then you cut a slot through each one and...
A slot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, slot. And then you put one circle through a slot through the other circle slot, and then you punch a hole in one, mm-hmm. and then you put the string through it, mm-hmm. and tie it, and then put it on the tree.
What kind of paper do you need to do this?
Any kind of paper.
Are you sure you don't need hard paper?
Well, you can use any paper.
I think you need hard paper to do this.
No.
How's the slots going to...
You don't have to.
Really?
Well.
Okay, then what does it end up looking like? When it's all finished, does it look like an X?
It looks like this. Well, I can't draw it very well.
I know, because you have to see it from good. Yeah, and then there's a...
Kind of like that.
And there's one...